The Get Out releases in cinemas nationwide on the 31st of July. An aging but formidable club owner named Manco has been robbed by a masked gunman, and his aspirations of retiring into the sunset alongside his girlfriend and selling his club appear more distant than ever. With cartel bosses breathing down his neck, a young upstart posing as the new guy in town, eager to purchase the clubs, and a Bonnie and Clyde-inspired duo hellbent on stealing everything he's got, Manco has to use every trick he's learned to get out alive with his lady friend and whatever cash he's got left. Starring Russell Crowe, Luke Evans, and Teresa Palmer, and directed by Derek Bort, The Get Out is in cinemas now. The Get Out is based on a book producer Mark Fasano read in 2010 called Strip by Thomas Perry. And the film adaptation relies heavily on the seedy underworld of clubs and all the crimes that go with that world. I don't think it'll be any surprise to anyone that I do view the world through the lens of what I cover on a daily basis, crime. And although The Get Out is packed with examples of how lives can go pretty darn wrong, I was most fascinated by the interactions between two of the characters, who were styled as a Bonnie and Clyde duo, and what that usually looks like in the real world. The characters Jeff and Carrie, played by Aaron Paul and Nina Dobrev, are depicted as two very different sides of what will eventually become one coin. Jeff is mild-mannered and a college teacher slash university professor who gets blackmailed and bullied into a life of robbing a local club owner. He just wants out, and he wants his freedom back. Carrie, on the other hand, presents as the driving force. She's a sharp bank teller, an adrenaline junkie, and a Point Break superfan who picks up on Jeff's suspicious deposits at her bank and forces her way into his criminal activities. For the most part, Carrie is completely sold on the crime spree and undertakes it as though it's the most exciting thing she's ever done. Jeff is mostly just getting carried along by her tenacity, and seemingly would gladly exit stage left at any given moment if the opportunity presented itself. This Bonnie and Clyde trope started in Hollywood, of course, with the movie Bonnie and Clyde in 1967. But the foundations for the idea started long before that, with the very real criminal couple themselves, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. As with many stories that become legendary through Hollywood and pop culture, the couple's story and actions have taken on a different meaning over time. The pairing has come to represent a sort of ride-or-die loyalty and an almost cool tale of an exhilarating spree by a criminal pairing, which is actually quite rare. But as with all of these legends created through media, the real story is much less flashy and a lot more tragic. The original Bonnie and Clyde committed their crimes between 1932 and 1934. They started their spree about 2 years after they'd met. The couple met through a friend, and at the time they were 19 and 20 respectively. Bonnie Parker was actually already married when she met Clyde. She'd married a man 6 days before her 16th birthday. But her husband had been in and out of prison, and by 1929, he was sentenced to a long prison term for robbery. The pair never divorced, and Bonnie continued to wear his ring. But 2 years later, she took up with Clyde and started a relationship with him. Clyde already had a significant criminal history by the time he met Bonnie. He had been arrested for the first time when he was 17 years old and was in and out of prison a lot after that. After he met Bonnie, Clyde was arrested again on new charges, and their love story was interrupted when he was sent back to prison. While there, Clyde would commit what is believed to be his first murder. According to multiple sources, a fellow inmate had sexually assaulted Clyde, and the young man had retaliated by beating his attacker to death. But that murder would only be attributed to Clyde after his own death, because a man who was serving life in the same prison had seen what had happened and told Clyde that he would take the blame. After Clyde was released from prison in 1932, he and Bonnie started committing crimes together. She was arrested at one point, but released on lack of evidence. And this is around when her and Clyde's spree really started in earnest. Over the next 2 years, the couple committed several robberies and murdered 12 people, including 9 police officers. Their antics were all over the newspapers, and the Bonnie and Clyde legend began. Eventually, a sizable bounty was put out on their heads, and they were hunted down by a group of law enforcement officials and bounty hunters. The order was to find them dead or alive. And when the posse intercepted Bonnie and Clyde's vehicle, they seemingly decided that dead was easier than alive. The group fired more than 130 bullets at Bonnie and Clyde's car, and both were killed. It always fascinates me how stories like this become legends, and the criminals involved almost become heroes in history. But when you look a little closer, despite all the emotive tropes cast upon the story and the way it's been sensationalized, it's really just the story of two criminals who murdered a lot of innocent people. By today's definition, Bonnie and Clyde weren't serial killers. They fit a bit more into the spree murder category, but the period of time over which they were active is quite a bit longer than we'd usually see. But if we had something like this happen today, a couple on the run, committing robberies and ruthlessly killing as they went, they might be labelled Bonnie and Clyde. But I can't imagine that we would build a legend around them. Or at least I hope not. Whenever there is a killer couple made up of a man and a woman, we often find that most people assume the man is the one leading the violence, and the woman is just trailing along behind him doing what she's told. But examination of most of these cases shows something very different. And in The Get Out, we see a representation that's probably a little closer to the truth, with Carrie being the true instigator and Jeff being the less than willing co-participant. In fact, in many criminal couple pairings, the individuals are actually on equal footing. One will often take more of a physical lead while the other does the planning. But there aren't very many documented cases where one individual truly did not want to be taking part in the crimes. Carrie has actually been romanticizing this idea of a Bonnie and Clyde pairing, and for her it's a fulfillment of a fantasy, which really isn't that different from how real criminals often end up committing their own crimes. It's truly fascinating to me to watch historical crimes play out in these trope-like fashions in modern media. The Get Out isn't explicitly framing Carrie and Jeff this way, of course, but the implication is always there. I wonder what the real Bonnie and Clyde would think if they knew that 92 years after their deaths, their actions would still be playing out in the background of movies. It really is such an interesting phenomenon. The Get Out is in cinemas right now, and now you can go watch it with a little more background on how two of the characters interact with each other. I highly recommend you grab your tickets right now.
Imagine all the negative energy in your life.
Why? I am Manco Capac.
Evening, boss.
How are we good?
I am from Albania. I run a nightclub. It's a good job. Some stress.
Don't mess it up, amigo.
But not too much.
Time to let all the negativity go. feel yourself growing lighter.
You suffered a cardiac incident, and if you don't make some very serious adjustments, well, you will die?
She said, I have too much stress. Look at this.
Hey, your mother...
Sorry.
Maybe it's time to get away from it all. Tell Rodriguez you can't clean his money anymore.
I need to sell the club.
If we're gonna do this, I need to see real numbers.
You meet my price, I will show you everything.
This guy's like clockwork.
Told you we'd get more money.
This is a real gun, so just stay back.
I brought my own. Money, now!
I'm not the kind of man you rob.
Do you want to get shot?
Take it easy! Let's go!
You're obviously into something big.
We are not promised tomorrow on this line of work. It was nice while it lasted.
What do you say, John Utah? In and out in 90 seconds, nobody ever gets shot.
So you're quoting Point Break now?
This is not about money. It's about getting back alive.
You gotta stop leaving your gun in the glove box, man.
Like a shootout is better?
Go, 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 go!